appreciate the songs tonight. And, appreciate being in the house of God. We've got Brother Ryan Gooden with us tonight from Olive Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to ask him to come. And Brother Ryan's no stranger. We know that, where he got saved, and he's let everybody know that, I think, for probably a good while after he got born again. He'd pop up and give his testimony, and always a pleasure to hear him. And then God called him to preach, and we didn't get a chance to be in with him a whole lot over at Living Word, but got to know him and love him and appreciate him, and him and his wife, Darla, and we know that she's getting ready to have their second child, and so God's blessed them, and we're thankful for the blessings of the Lord. But we're going to ask Brother Ryan to come, preach right out of his heart. We know he'll just preach the truth and preach the gospel. That's what's needed. So you just lift him up in your prayers tonight.
Amen. It's good to be here this evening, and thankful for the love that everyone's always shown me and shown my family. And thank God that he loves me.
Amen.
Thank God for his love. Mom and Dad couldn't show me that love.
Amen.
But boy, I remember the first time that I felt that love from him. And we sit around sometimes and wonder why he loves us. But I'm glad that God is love. That's who he is, and that's what he does. And we love him because he first loved us. I'm glad he loves me. He loves you this evening. Romans chapter 5, where we want to read verse number 8. Thanks, buddy. And I'm thankful that God loves us. He loves you this evening. And I hope and pray that you get to experience his love down on the inside for the end of this service. If you're not saved, you can be.
Amen.
You have a broken heart. He wants to help you. Whatever you need this evening, he'll give it to you.
That's right.
Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Stand with us as we reverence the reading of the Word of the Lord. Where the Lord says, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood,
Amen.
We shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received an atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered in the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, how much more the grace of God in the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, how much more they which received abundance of grace of the gift of the righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by one offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's all we want to read. But praise God, we read those verses of Scripture, and by way of remembrance, it stirred our minds anew. And just listen, I've just brought to our remembrance and to our heart how sweet and how thankful we are for salvation and the deliverance of sin. Here we read, and it's clearly plain and simple, that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. We've all been born a few days and full of trouble. But aren't you glad that, listen, when you were born into sin, Brother Victor, you had no part into being born into this world. But praise God, there was a plan. There was one. When you were born into sin, a few days and full of trouble and could not help yourself, but God had a plan. The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And by one man's sin, Adam had sinned in the garden. It caused separation from God. They drove him out of the place that God had planted him and gave him a purpose to keep and to dress it. But just like God said, when they partook of the fruit, they began to die. So that by one man's sin, death entered into the world. And listen, death was passed upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'm glad it didn't stop there. I'm glad we weren't left helpless and hopeless. That sounds a whole lot like a Mephibosheth. Listen, at 5 years old, heard from a fall that he had no pardon and was down in Lodabar, hurting and homeless. But praise God, he wasn't hopeless. There was a word from the king's table. Is there any left? Praise God, it's the same word today. Is there any left? Listen, that's in sin. Listen to me now. You may have never been saved. Listen, you may, listen, have never experienced the love of God. Listen to me now. You're unlovable. We all were. But praise God, there's one that had a plan when we were unlovable. Praise God. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, listen, go back to the day and the time when you had nothing to offer God. His gospel light shined down your way, and he spoke to you, and you knew you were a sinner. The guilt and the shame, you knew you were separated from God on your way to a devil's hell. But I'm glad there was one plan that worked. God had a plan when man could do nothing about their sin. God had a plan of salvation, and it's for you. Praise God for the plan of salvation. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. Praise God. There's one man, one God, who made it possible. It's through Jesus. There's no name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin and saved from hell. Listen to me now. I don't know how it worked for you, but me, At 27 years old, Brother Kevin, listen, I tried my own plan. It didn't work out. I had searched for the truth and couldn't find it. I was confused. I had tried Mom and Dad's plan. But at 16 years old, the hope was split. Everything they banked on, listen, went to shambles. Listen, I got in trouble. I went to law, and I tried their plan, and it didn't work. I tried the plan of the world and the drug dealers and those that were in sin, and it only made me worse. But praise God, His plan worked. Praise God forever. It sounds a lot like the woman with the issue of blood. As she tried her plan, as she tried the doctor's plans, but rather grew worse. That's how it worked for me. But praise God, when Jesus passed by, I tried God's plan, accepted His salvation, and bless God, it worked. And He made a change that I was trying to make. It was far better than the change I was trying to make. It was far better than the change that those around me were trying to make. But praise God, He made me a new creature in Christ Jesus. So thank God for the plan of salvation. And you can mark her down that His plan works. And who's it for? Whosoever, every single one under the sound of my voice that's ever walked on the face of the world, for God so loved the world. Listen, for God so loved you, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish. So thank God for the plan of salvation. I tried everybody's plan, and only rather grew worse. And nobody's plan worked. My plan didn't work. Listen, my parents' plan didn't work. The government's plan didn't work. The world's plan didn't work. But praise God, His plan worked. And it still does today. And it all started and brought me back to the place of Calvary, where God had that place. Listen, and salvation was made possible for everybody that was ever born. It started at Calvary. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Matthew 27 and verse 26 says, then released He Barabbas unto them, and when He had scourged thee, Jesus, He delivered Him to be crucified. And then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto Him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped Him and put Him on a scarlet robe. This was the Jesus. This was God's plan, so that everyone could be saved and be reconciled back to God the Father. Praise God. It's not the plan you or I would pick, but it's the plan that was sufficient. The perfect one. When no man, when nobody could come, Jesus said, I'll go. You'd have thought, listen, that He got treated right. This was the Jesus that came and never did anybody wrong, and never let anybody die in His presence. But praise God, He helped and He told them, repent. But this Jesus, He was the one that they mocked, that they spit upon Him, and they mocked Him. They took the robe off from Him and put His own raiment on Him and led Him away to be crucified. And as they came out, they found a man to be Cyrene Simon. By the name Him they compelled to bear His cross. And when they were come to the place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of skull, a skull, they gave Him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when He had tasted thereof,
he would not drink. And they crucified him. And verse 45 said that in the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lo sama thani," that is to say, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It was because of your sin. He couldn't look upon the sin, but praise God, he had a plan. And it all started at the place of Calvary. And in verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. They didn't take his life. They didn't kill him. But he yielded up the ghost. He gave it freely. And praise God, they couldn't keep him. They tried the Roman seal, but it could not keep our living God. And praise God, he arose on the third and appointed day. And in chapter 28, verse 5, and the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen." So praise God for the place of the old rugged cross that made salvation. Praise God, possible for you and I. And boy, Brother Victor, the more I know about him, the more I realize that God loves me. Praise God. And the only reason that I love him is because he first loved me. And the more I love him, the more I love the grand and the glorious church. Praise God for the place of the church. When in 1 Peter it says that judgment must begin at the house of God. And Jesus said, upon this rock, he's talking about himself, "I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Praise God for the church. I love the church. And listen, praise God, they loved me before I knew what love was. And I can remember coming in the back of the doors. I didn't know anybody. I came by myself. I was lost without God. I was afraid. I knew I was going to hell. Listen, I came in that Wednesday, and boy, there was a love in the church. Listen, that wasn't in mommy and daddy. It wasn't in the world. But praise God, it was in God's church. And praise God for the place of the church where the gospel was preached and went out in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost and touched my heart, and God's plan was revealed to me. I was a sinner, and praise God, I didn't have to stay that way. But he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And praise God for the church. Thank God for the place of Calvary and the place that God set up for his gospel to go out and be presented, and his plan to be known on that day. That church, it was a city that was set on a hill that could not be hid to this lost man. And praise God, Jesus has spoke to the place in my heart where never a man has spoke like that man as Jesus when he spoke to my heart. I'd had a lot of people speak to me in that church and show that love. I'd had a lot of people speak to me in my... Listen, I was a salesman at the time and spoke to people all the time. Oh, mercy, but never has anybody spoke in that place way on deep down on the inside like Jesus did when he spoke to my heart in love and let me know I was a sinner and presented his plan. It was up to me to receive the free gift of salvation. But praise God for that place when he spoke to me, Brother Victor. And I want you to know, but there's just but a short place and a span of time that you have the opportunity to get saved. The Bible says that life is but a vapor here today and gone tomorrow. It's but a short time, Brother Tab, but even shorter is that time within that space when God's salvation is presented to you and you have time to accept it. And once you accept it, even shorter is that space of time that you have to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we need to make the most of the time that God's give us, in the place and the time and that he deals with your heart to be saved. As 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. And behold, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. It's right now. It's the space and the time that God's given you to accept his salvation. And lastly, thank God for his plan. His plan works. Thank God for his place. And after that, I got saved and accepted God's salvation. I had a place and a time on January 9th, 2013, right there at New Haven Missionary Baptist Church, where all things became new. I've never been the same. And praise God when he gives you a place where you go down blind and come up and can see, and you won't either. But praise God, after he saves us and gives us that special place, and that's not as special to anyone else, but praise God it is to me. And listen then, and you can hang on. And listen, and not only to the plan of salvation and testify how it works and praise God for the place, but praise God for his promise. And once you get saved, he'll never leave you. He'll always be with you. He seals you until the day of redemption. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And boy, in John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise God for the promise. Brother Victor, I don't have to guess about it, but I know that heavens are waiting for me. I know, Brother Kevin, without a shadow of a doubt, in whom I have believed. Because it's God's plan, it's his place, and it's his way. And thank God, Brother Kevin, when my time comes, I know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we have that promise, and we can rest assured that no matter how bad it gets, a weeping may endure for a night, but bless God, and joy's coming in the morning. That's the message, Brother Victor. Thank God for his promise. And no matter what you're going through this evening, and no matter where you're at, and no matter if you're up, and no matter if you're down, and no matter if you're right, and no matter if you're wrong, that God loves you and wants what's best for you. And Victor, come stand with us. Thank God for his mercy and for his grace. And I'm glad of his promise, Brother Kevin. And when I've got out of the way on my own, he's come and let me know He's scolded me. He's let me know. And he's done it in love. Praise God. If you're saved, he'll trust it. If you, how about if you get out and enjoy it, it doesn't ever bother you. Praise God. It's time to accept God's plan of salvation. As they sing, come on. Whatever you need this evening, there's one that loves you, no matter your condition, because that's what he is, and that's what he does, and he's looking down with love, one to help you, one to direct you, one to fix your problem, one to give you leadership. And bless God, if you're lost, he wants to save you.
He calls the dead to rise, and Lord, without me, you can make the blind to see.
How shall we escape if we neglect a so great a salvation? Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, and that he gave his only begotten Son so that we could have an escape from sin. But if you neglect it and turn away, there's no escape. Let them have to be you. You can come right now in the accepted time, in the accepted place, and get born again bought by the blood, and walk out with the promise that he'll never leave.
God's plan is the most efficient and effective. God's plan never fails. God's plan's eternal. There is no end. I'm always amazed in life when you can go out in things in this world. If you shop around, different plans have warranties. After so long, they run out. They're just not covered. God's plan is everlasting, and I'm thankful for that. Thought about that as Ryan was preaching the message. What a plan that our Savior brought. Amen. Salvation's plan is the greatest gift known to mankind. Amen. Amen. We appreciate the message. Appreciate this. the songs and everything's been done tonight. Appreciate the loved ones, visitors, friends that are here. I just appreciate God. I mean, just for what He's done and what He continues to do. And we're not going to add anything. Not going to take away anything from the message. Appreciate Brother Ryan, church, and I know we appreciate your prayers, and we love him tonight. And thank God for using him in the way that he had, and just the thoughts he brought to us, and just to uplift and encouragement. Someone have a testimony, anything on your heart tonight?